This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Peter Kent. He is going to talk about a lot of things, but we're going to start with Bicron Electronics and just keep going. Today's date is December 6, 2021. This is File 45, Cycle 4, and here we go. What is your name?
My name is Peter Kent.
And what is your birth date?
Oh, it's January 7th, 1948.
And where were you born?
I was born in Princeton, New Jersey.
When did you come to this area?
In 1972.
Why?
Well, because of Bicron Electronics in Canaan. It was a family business. And my wife Alice and I worked for a year after graduating from college. And we decided that we didn't have the right jobs, so we went west, ran out of money, and I sort of called the factory and said, hey, is there anything I can do there?
And they said yes.
Yes.
When did your dad buy the company?
In 1964.
And what do they make?
They make very specialized transformers and solenoids.
And what is a solenoid?
A solenoid is a basic electronic component that when power is applied, a plunger or metal part will move in or move out to move something mechanically.
And what was your first job?
My first job was in the stock room.
But you rose in the company.
Yes.
One of the things of being in the family business.
Yeah.
You were president?
I was. In the late 80s, I became president of the organization.
And board of directors?
I was the board of directors. We had an outside, non-family board of directors to help us with the company, run the company.
When did you sell the company?
In 2010.
And you had some criteria in order to sell the company.
Yes, after thinking about not having anybody else in the business that wanted to take over the business, I thought about it and went and talked with people and went to seminars. And then one day I sort of said, what do you want? What do you want when you sell it? And the key was to have the business stay in Canaan, Connecticut for a period of time because of our over 100 employees and their families. For me to work for a period of time, which the board said I should have, and then for the investors in the company, which were primarily family members, to receive a reasonable return. And we were very fortunate to be able to make that happen.
It takes effort to do something like that, but you did pull it off.
Oh, we did.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
We're very lucky, and the individual who bought it has done a great job with it, and the business is doing well.
Wonderful. That's the best part.
Yes, it is.
When did you retire?
Well, I retired in 2011.
Okay. Now, the business has moved to Torrington, hasn't
it? Yes. It had a lease with the business until about 2016, so it would remain in Canaan. Mm-hmm. And then they moved to Torrington off of Route 4 on the west side of town. And they were able to keep many of the employees that worked there that came from Canaan, which is also a place.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Now, when you moved to the area, how did you get to know people?
Oh, well, we were fortunate in that we rented an apartment right across the street, in downtown Salisbury, across the street from the pharmacy. And so we met everybody in town, you know, the Whitbecks and Paul and Jean Blackburn at the Village Store back then. And we met people through meetings, but also one of the things a few years later was I joined the fire department, a volunteer fire department, and got to meet a lot of great people, and that was really a fun thing to do, and it helped us to enjoy the town a lot more. I also got involved in government a little bit.
Okay. How long were you with the hose company?
Oh, you know, I don't really know. Probably 5, 6, 7 years. Probably in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And that was a great benefit because you did get to know,
the
locals.
The locals and also other people. When we had the carnival in town, that was always a fun event. And you'd see a lot of people coming in for that.
With the parks project, how did you get involved in that one?
Well, when I retired from Micron in 2011, I was asked by Matt Kiefer and also Curtis to, learn a little bit more about the forest and parks. And Matt asked me to do a little history on the parks. So I delved into the 15 or 16 parks that we have in town and put together a history on each one, which would include the maps of the parks, the deeds, the titles, and any pertinent information on each park. It was a fascinating project.
Is it done?
It's almost done.
That's on your to-do
list.
You're
spurring me on to get it completed.
I was very impressed with it. I truly was. I had no idea that we had 16 parks in town. I knew some of them.
Right.
But a couple of them, I wasn't sure. Yes, you had map numbers, but without looking at the maps, I wasn't sure exactly where they were. But I can always find out.
Well, when it's done, hopefully the maps will be included with the summary and the data, and so you'll be able to easily see where they are.
Oh, good. And I will get a copy for the archives.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, good. Okay. After you retired, you somehow got involved with the Marketplace of Salisbury?
Well, actually, the Marketplace was back in the 70s when it was first established. With Jeff Walker and others. And so I was on the board back in the 70s, which also was a great thing because it was downtown Salisbury. Mm-hmm. And I was assistant treasurer, paying all the bills under the construction.
What is the area? I mean, what are the buildings that are involved in?
Well, it's primarily Laban's Market now.
Okay.
And the walkway that would go to the, to Main Street.
From the parking lot to Main
Street. And that little area between Laban's and the bank.
Okay. Salisbury Bank and Trust, the one that Alice managed.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a corporation? Is it an association?
It's a corporation.
Okay.
And it's there basically to support Salisbury and the surrounding area with the market. And Laban's, after George Ernst passed away, Laban's came in and bought it and has done a great job.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful market.
Yes, it is.
You also got involved with the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service Board.
Right. I was fortunate to be asked to be on that board.
You've got a wonderful attitude.
No, it was, again, fascinating because the ambulance does such wonderful things for this community, and it's an all-volunteer organization. And it's amazing the amount of training and work that the currently 42 individuals do to provide health care and support services within the community.
How long were you on the board?
I will have been on it for 6 years. This is my last year.
Then you went on about 2015?
Yes.
Okay. If you finished your two terms, can you re-up, or do you have to take a term off?
You have to take a year off, and then if the board would like you back, I think it's important. And you can continue to provide assistance and support, then you may be invited back on.
And what does the board actually do?
Well, we oversee. We're the governing body of the organization. Mm-hmm. The primary function is to raise funds to maintain the expenses of the organization. And the community has done an unbelievable job in funding that service. We also, the bylaws and all those things we work on, and the financial structure of the business.
How do you get funding?
Well, there's an annual appeal which has been very successful. Mm-hmm. But then there are also bequests that members of the community have done, especially in the last probably 5 years. We've seen some very significant bequests, and we put those in an endowed fund to be protected for future needs.
I think we are, as we are getting older, we appreciate what they do more.
Oh, definitely.
And what do they do?
Well, they'll answer 911 calls that are sent into the dispatch in Torrington, and then they send the alarm out, and the ambulance squad has people on call, and they will then go down to get the ambulance and go to the location, and a person will go to the location first, but then the ambulance will come, and then they will do what is needed in taking them to the hospital.
It's amazing. I didn't realize until I started doing oral histories the training that they have to have.
Oh.
And it's all on their own time, their own gas, and they do it willingly, cheerfully, studiously, and I just was so entirely impressed.
The amount of time they put in is truly amazing, away from their families.
And holidays, weekends, whatever.
Right.
They come.
To be a call.
They come.
Yep. They'll be there.
About 2015, you also were invited to join the Salisbury Association Trustees.
Yes, I was.
Did you work on the Land Trust Committee before that? Or?
No, I hadn't.
Okay.
I came in and I got involved in the Land Trust. I got involved in basically the structure of the organization, and trying to improve it so that we would have job descriptions for our part-time employees. And then also as on the finance committee to work on that.
You've got to have money.
Yes, you do.
What does the Land Trust do?
Well, the Land Trust preserves lands that are either donated or purchased or easements are placed on it. And the Association Land Trust will oversee those and monitor them. Every year they have to go to a site and monitor the lands that they have to make sure that the easements are being maintained. And when land comes available for purchase, there's a process by which, a very serious process, by which they go through to make sure that it meets certain criteria of the town for, they will not just take any land. Yeah. They will take specific land for scenic, for animal corridor use, key wetlands or key areas. And they've been very fortunate. In the last, since I've been on the board, every piece of land that they have been able to purchase has been through state and federal grants. They do an amazing job writing grants, working with the state of Connecticut, which has funds available to purchase lands.
Yep.
And the Salisbury Association takes full advantage of that. And we've done some, the hillside behind the center of Salisbury is where the ski jumps to Barack Matif is preserved for the future. So that would be a beautiful hillside in the future for our families.
And one of the things that you said before is that all of this land is accessible.
Yes, definitely on the public land, the public monies that come into the land. Some of the criteria are that we need to have public access through trails. And so on some of the lands, there are trails that have been established, parking areas that have been established, and they're maintained and signage is put up. And what's great today is there are QR codes on the signs so that you can point your camera at it on your phone, and up will come a map. Trail map, and some history of it.
Well, if we get cell service, I might get a cell phone. How do you get your funding?
Well, that also is through an annual appeal, which has been very successful. Mm-hmm. And also through, we have some endowed funds that we're able to pull some operating funds from.
Yep.
But we have very strict guidelines on that we review so that we do not exceed, you know, what our guidelines are.
You can't pull out more than you make.
No.
That's not good budgeting.
No.
What comprises the executive committee?
Well, the executive committee is made up of the officers, which is the president, vice president, and treasurer, and secretary. But also on that committee are the committee chairs, like for land trust. The committee chair for land trust will also be on it if they're not an officer. And also the community events and historical.
We just got word this morning that the knife display is, we've got a $10,000 grant from the Bates Foundation
yes.
for that.
Yep.
And they also purchased the 20th century Farnham Tavern sign.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
And it's going to be hung in the Academy building,
right.
believe. You were saying something about changing the Salisbury Association mission statement to become more of a community-oriented?
Well, definitely. I think it's the Salisbury Association has done wonderful things over the years. However, we need to be constantly thinking about the community and who are our customers and who will be using...
That's a businessman's point of view.
Yeah, and who will be using the historical society information and community events and land trust. And it's really for the community. And
it should be.
And yes, and we've done a, Jeanette Weber has done a great job in leading us into becoming a more community-oriented organization. These trails available for public, especially during COVID, people can get out in the outdoors and hike and walk and enjoy the beautiful scenery around the area.
That's good, because there had been in the past a reputation of the organization being rather elitist.
Yes.
Yeah. And that we don't want.
No, not at
we
all.
We want the community to
everybody.
Know that we're there for their...
Yep. Yep.
And
it's a tremendous asset for this town.
Oh, yes.
And what they do. And
well, the WOW exhibition that was done that Sarah Morrison
yes.
headed up with using the businesses to place the art and having the community vote.
Right.
And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Yeah.
And then we also were able to celebrate the 50th year of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service. And that was wonderful with display on the
yep.
on the ambulance individuals.
And a little plug for In Her Own Words for
yes,
the oral history.
Right, with 19 women. And again, we're moving with the times. And what was fascinating about that, you could go in and read the information, or you could hit a QR code on each plaque inside the building to learn more.
Yes, yes. That was Ken Ed Holmes' contribution, which was a great help.
Yes.
Now, I'm going on to the summer youth program in Salisbury. Your children participated in that, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, it was the best program for them. I'll never forget each of our kids coming home and with their first paycheck and saying, look what I've got, you know, and so they were able to start their savings. And the whole process about it was really good, in that they would have an interview beforehand so that they would get placed properly. And then they would have to work the hours that were there, and they couldn't be late. And they were the work ethic was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful program for this community, and there were some individuals that got it started back in the day.
1972.
Yeah.
It was started sort of with the school and Charlotte Reed for at-risk boys.
Oh, okay.
And it evolved
after
the state got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It evolved.
Yeah.
Now, you've spoken about working in Canaan because that's where Bicron Electronics was. And I think you have something called the community...
The Canaan Community Trust.
Tell me about that.
Which we started back... Wheaton Byers and Tom Zetterstrom and others that I don't remember the names of right now. But there was a need for some things in Canaan. And one was that we thought it might be good to start a summer jobs program for the kids in Canaan, mirrored on the Salisbury summer job program. And so we established that, and it has been running every year since. The last 2 years it did not run because of the COVID pandemic, but it's been very successful. The funds are all raised from private contributions, and it runs anywhere from 15 to 30 kids.
Wonderful.
And it's really, again, it has a... It's a job interview. Mm-hmm. They have to apply. There's a job interview. They go to nonprofits within the town of Canaan, and at GEAR they'll work in the kitchen or they'll work in various areas of the organization. So work for the town at the pool, and it's a great experience. Their first jobs,
and they get paid.
Yes, they do.
Wonderful.
And they also send a note of thanks at the end of the
program. Oh, good.
Which is really a lot of fun to read.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah. Well, I've done interviews with people that have been through the program, and they say it's invaluable.
Oh.
Because it really gives them a leg up when they get out of college that they know how it works.
Right.
And that's
they're
nice.
Able to raise their own money, you know, from the jobs that they've had. So it's a good experience.
Before we close, is there something that you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Oh, boy, we've been so fortunate to be living in this town of Salisbury and try to get back as much as we can to it. And so it's been nearly 50 years. Kids grew up here, and it's been wonderful.
And they're doing well.
Oh, they're doing fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.